Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Department of Education has received a failing grade for the so-called internal memo regarding transgender students. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Well, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights has issued a memo to public schools and teachers explaining that refusal to refer to so-called transgender students by their preferred pronoun or name could be grounds for an investigation. Now, we thought that this had been history when President Trump overturned Obama's 2016 lawless directive regarding LGBT issues to the K-12 public schools. Now, we also know that the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, apparently was not in favor of overturning Obama's directive. She's conservative. She comes from a Republican family. But for some reason, she is more pro-LGBT than most people realized. She's even met with some so-called transgender individuals in Washington, D.C., since taking office as the Secretary of Education. Now, this comes from the Office of Civil Rights within the Department of Education, but make no mistake about it, it comes with the authority and under the auspices of the Secretary of Education. If the Secretary of Education did not agree with this memo would never have seen the light of day. So this Office of Civil Rights within the Department of Education issued this internal memo to, quote, explain the effects of developments on the enforcement of Title IX regarding complaints involving so-called transgender students. Now, Title IX is the federal law that deals with educational institutions and has the non-discrimination categories. Title IX is the reason, for example, that you see in colleges and universities and other institutions around the country, these issues of girls and guy sports. You know, if you have the baseball team for guys, you need to have some kind of equivalent for the girls. In many respects, it's done some good things in that respect. However, it is another one of the federal government's attempts to micromanage the issues at the local level. Clearly, Title IX, when it talks about non-discrimination on the basis of sex, in no way contemplates transgender or someone who wants to be referred to by an opposite pronoun from their birth sex. It has nothing to do with that. In fact, the Congress has been lobbied for many years on Title VII, which has an equivalent non-discrimination category, including race and sex. And there have been attempts to include sexual orientation into that category. That has failed. There's been attempts to include gender identity or expression, which would involve these so-called transgender issues, someone who's confused and wants to be considered the opposite sex. Those have all been rejected. Not once has this ever attempted or this attempt has ever passed Congress, and it's never gotten to the point where it even be at the desk of the president for signing because it's never passed both houses. So not only in its original intent did Title VII and obviously Title IX, which came into being in 1972, not include the so-called transgender issues or gender identity, but the legislative history also shows, including most recent legislative history, that Congress does not want to amend it to include this. So why would the Office of Civil Rights in the Department of Education issue this internal memo to suggest that there would be a potential investigation from the DOE with regards to schools not referring to a student by their preferred pronoun? Now, what this means is Johnny, who is clearly a male, can now demand that he be referred to as female. And if you don't refer to Johnny as female, then under this internal memo, the Department of Education could open up an investigative file. Now, the implications of that include loss of federal funding, other kinds of fines and penalties and so forth. At the end of the day, I don't think they would win because there's no legal basis other than this memo, which is not itself a legal basis, for them to proceed against a school in this respect. But it not only refers to or has the implication of a boy wanting to be referred to as a female or a girl wanting to be referred to as a male, but also a person wanting to be referred to as neither male nor female. In fact, one school recently gave its so-called John F. Kennedy Courage Award during graduation to a person, a boy, who is a so-called transgender, who indicates that this particular preference is pansexual, meaning of every kind of sex and of no sex. I mean, as bizarre as it is, as confused as this entire spectrum has become, what this memo says is you have to participate in this coercion. You have to participate in this confusion. And we're going to force you to do so under penalty of the law, if you will. And if you don't participate in this confused state and affirm it as though it's normative, then they're going to open up a file and investigate you. It's absolutely unbelievable. The list under this particular situation includes, quote, refusing, and this is from the memo, refusing to use a transgender student's preferred name or pronouns when the school uses preferred names for gender-conforming students, or when the refusal is motivated by animus, or that means hatred, toward people who do not conform to sex stereotypes. An investigation could be conducted if there's failure to assess whether sexual harassment or gender-based harassment of a transgender student created a hostile environment. In other words, if you don't refer to this person by their own confusion, then you can be the target of an investigation. This not only focuses on the teachers who are being forced to tell a lie in front of their students, but also the staff and administrators. And no doubt it would focus on students, because if, for example, the students refuse to participate in this confused lie and they want to continue to refer to Johnny as a him or a he from a masculine pronoun, because that's what he is, and the teacher doesn't stop them and correct them and force them to change their language to participate in a lie, then no doubt another file could be opened. An investigation could be conducted. This is absolutely insane. In fact, what it does is it is forcing the government to micromanage the schools, which is contrary to what President Trump has indicated. He does not want the federal government, particularly the Department of Education, to begin to micromanage the state and local schools. Schools are better managed at the local level, not at the federal level. The Federal Department of Education came into being during President Carter's reign, and as that was in the 70s, and it has not been of any real benefit to the schools. In fact, it is just another added layer of bureaucracy. The further you get away from the local level, particularly in education, the worse you are. And so for the Federal Department of Education to now try to micromanage these situations is absolutely absurd. Because on Monday, Johnny could say he wants to be referred to as a girl, as a pronoun that is consistent with female. He wants to be a she or her. But Johnny could also want to be neither male nor female. And you say, well, how can that be? Well, within this whole confused spectrum of so-called gender identity, gender expression, there's not only male and female, but there's everything in between, including neither male nor female. As confused as that is, yes, in fact, there is a pronoun that they have invented for neither male nor female. It's Z-E, or Zier, Z-I-R. That's for someone who's neither male nor female. Now, obviously, you're born either male or female. There's no way around it. You may disagree, but that is how you are born. Your DNA is either male or it is female. Your physiology is either male or female. And no matter how much your mind is confused or how much you want to play a fantasy game, that's what you are in terms of how you were born. We should not be forcing the public schools to engage in this lie and use government coercion to do so. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. I would encourage you to contact the U.S. Department of Education and make your voice known to Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos and President Donald Trump. This needs to be revoked. This insanity needs to stop. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel financially. You can do so online at the website lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.